In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that we are the light of the world. It's a rather astounding point because he is the light of the world. But because he has gone now to heaven and we remain here on earth, it is our task to bring Christ into the world. And that is done, as he makes very clear, by telling us that our good deeds must shine before others so that they will glorify our Heavenly Father. Now, the only way that that's going to happen is if the reason for the things that we do is ultimately done out of faith and out of charity. In other words, if we are doing the things we're doing because we believe in the Lord and because we love God and we love our neighbor. We can all do good things for people, but oftentimes if we really look at the reason why we do them, it's for some selfish reason. It's what do we think we can get from doing this for somebody? Well, then it's not charity. Then it's not being done simply out of love for others. And if that's the case, people aren't going to glorify God because of what we did, because they're going to realize we were just being selfish. And so if we're going to be that light of the world, we have to be like Christ. Now, the difficulty of that, and St. Paul makes it very clear in the second reading what that's all about. If you read in the Acts of the Apostles, St. Paul had gone to Athens right before he came to Corinth. And in Athens, there's the Areopagus, and he was preaching there and gave this rather, it's a rather nice speech. You know, you can read it in the Acts of the Apostles. But Athens was filled with philosophers, and Athens was filled with all these different things that were going on. And so he was basically repeating what some of their poets had said. He was dealing with what some of their philosophers were talking about. In other words, he was giving this talk that was filled with wisdom, human wisdom. And it didn't work. Therefore, he got on a boat, he went to Corinth, and he tells the people, I decided I wasn't going to talk with any kind of wisdom. I was going to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. Because all the human reasoning and all the human wisdom simply doesn't work. We probably all know that. We've all probably tried to talk to somebody and try to explain to them the faith and why it is that we believe, and they just kind of shrug their shoulders and, yeah, it's logical, it makes sense, all these different things. We go right down the line. But if they have no faith in Christ, all the human wisdom that we can put forth isn't going to work. It has to start with faith in Jesus. And that's exactly what St. Paul was telling the people that he was doing. He was using God's wisdom. And God's wisdom obviously looks like total foolishness to human beings. And human wisdom looks like total foolishness to God. And so what is God's wisdom? God's wisdom is love, pure and simple. And what does love look like? Look at the crucifix up there. There is love. That's why human beings don't get it. Why would somebody do that? How foolish. It's anything but foolish. Any parent, I think, would understand that. And I say that because God is our Father. And so he sees his wayward children are in trouble, and what does he do? He's willing to sacrifice himself to save his children. I don't suspect that there is a parent here who wouldn't do that if they saw their kid in some kind of situation where they were about to get hurt badly or possibly even killed if you wouldn't put yourself out there to save that child. If you would do that because you love that child so much, why should we be surprised that God would do that? because he loves you that much. But on the practical level, that just doesn't register with our minds. That doesn't seem reasonable to us, because it's not. Is a parent running out in front of an oncoming car to push their child out of the way reasonable? You don't sit back and reason it and think, well, the car's going this fast, and if I can get to the kid this way, well, maybe we could both be. Well. No, you're not doing that. You're looking at what's going on, say, this child's in trouble, I need to save him. You act immediately without reasoning it, because you're acting out of love, not out of reason. It's not obviously an unreasonable thing for a parent to do, but it's not an act of reason. It's an act of charity. And God loves us so much that out of pure charity, he came down to earth, lived his human life, and allowed himself to be put to death by the very people he came to save. Because the only means by which we are going to be saved is through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now again, for those with faith, that's all very reasonable. We can go through that, we can put it out logically, but for those without faith, that's stupid. That's foolishness. They don't get it. Exactly what St. Paul told us. It's foolishness in the eyes of the world, but human wisdom is foolishness in the eyes of God. And so we have to have that faith. And that faith is going to come, for most people, out of something that happens in their life. For all of us, obviously, we have to learn the faith. Once we believe in Jesus, now we have to be able to learn. So what is it that the church teaches? And we have to learn the catechism. But we all know people who have gone through 12 years of Catholic education. And how much faith do they have? Zero. They were so well educated in the Catholic faith, supposedly, that they left the church. So all of the reasoning didn't make any difference to these people, because they didn't have faith to begin with. And so something needs to happen for someone to have faith. Now, for many of us, there may be an event that will occur, but for most people, it's precisely through the example of someone living their faith in Jesus Christ. So it brings us back to where we were. If we are willing to bring the light of Christ into the world by the way that we act, by the way that we live, by the way that we speak, that is what's going to bring people to believe. Because all the lip service in the world, we can go through again all of the arguments. And then if they see that we don't live it, they're just going to say, well, obviously you don't believe it. You're a hypocrite. You say one thing and you do another. You must not believe what it is that you say. But when they see that we're living it, that's when their hearts are touched. They see the light coming through us because of our actions, because of the charity with which we're doing it. Now, in order to have that, we have to have a love for the Lord. Because if we're supposed to be doing things out of charity, which is exactly, remember what Jesus told us, love of God and love of neighbor, if that's the motive for what it is that we're doing, it has to start with a love for God. And so each one of us then can look into our own heart and ask ourselves honestly, how much do I love the Lord? How much do I love Christ? Now you can see in some of your actions what the answer is. How much time do you spend every day in prayer? Is Christ really the top priority in our life? is trying to serve Jesus, the motive for what it is that you're trying to do? Are we trying to die to self in order to live for God? You know, we can look at those kinds of things and we can see within ourselves how much we love the Lord. In other words, if he's 1 hour out of our week, well, that's a good thing. It's not a lot. For those of you who are married, ask your spouse that. 1 hour a week with my spouse. I mean, they should be completely satisfied by that, shouldn't they? Because I love them so much, I'll actually dedicate 1 hour to my spouse. Yeah, most spouses aren't going to be too amused with that. So how much do we really love the Lord? So again, it's looking at our motive. Because that motive has to be charity. So that's even what the prophet Isaiah is talking about. And again, you listen to what he's saying, the charity. Share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked, and so on. And he goes on to talk about removing from your midst oppression, false accusation, malicious speech, and so on. Changing our lives. Now again, we can do that just because it's the right thing to do. It's like, if I'm shooting off my mouth all the time, if I can just, I need to stop doing that. Yeah, you can just work on it because it's the right thing to do. But you can look at that and say, this is offensive to God. And I want to stop because I don't want to offend the Lord. And I don't want to offend others. Not just because it's the right thing to do, but done out of charity. And Isaiah said, well, the Lord says through Isaiah, when we do these things, then our light is going to shine. So once again, it's the same principle. The light is shining through the charity, through the love that we have for God and neighbor. That's what our lives are supposed to be about. Now, I think if we're honest, we'd have to admit there aren't very many Christian people that we know who are actually living this way, are there? Which is an indictment against every one of us, or most of us anyway, because that means we're not living it. Perhaps that's why the world's in the mess that it is, because we have chosen to go with the way of the world rather than the way of God. And look at where the wisdom of the world has gotten us. It is a disaster right now. So maybe it's time, especially for those of us who profess faith in Jesus Christ, to be able to say we've tried the wisdom of the world and it didn't work because it can't work, because it's foolishness. Let's try then the opposite, what the world thinks is foolish. Let's live that faith. Let's live that faith in charity so that we can bring the light of Jesus Christ into the world that has enveloped itself in darkness. But the wonderful thing about that, as I like to point out to people, when it's really, really dark, I mean, you know, midnight dark, you don't need a whole lot of light. Even the dimmest light shines pretty brightly when it's absolutely dark. So if you look at yourself and think, well, it's what I want to do, but there's not a lot there yet, well, at least there's something. If your light is shining, it's pretty dark out there right now. So you're going to be seen. But we again have to recognize it's not about us. It's about the Lord. We're bringing Jesus into the world. It's not about getting recognized for ourselves. It's not about getting attention. It's not about how wonderful we are. It's about him and how wonderful he is. That's what we want the world to know, to come to know and to love and to serve the Lord. But before they can do it, we have to. That's what the world needs more than anything. And that's what you and I need more than anything. That's the means to our salvation. And so that means we need to draw near to Jesus. We need to draw near to his cross, because that's what St. Paul preached. The faith was in Jesus as the Christ. Our Lord's work as the Christ took place on the cross. That's why he's the Messiah, because he died for us and rose from the dead. So that's where we need to be drawn to. And that's what the world needs to know, because there is only one means of salvation, and that's Jesus Christ crucified. We know that. The world doesn't. And that's what the world needs to know. Yes, many in the world will reject it as utter foolishness. But look at the foolishness out there. Let's bring the wisdom of God into the foolishness of the world. Let's bring the light of Christ into the darkness of the world. Let's bring the love of Jesus Christ into the selfishness of this world, so that the world can see the light of Christ, so that they can have faith, that they too can be saved, and that they can understand that the wisdom of the world truly is foolishness. The wisdom of God, shown through the cross of Jesus Christ, is true wisdom and is the means to eternal life.